This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Bride of West London podcast and I'm coming to you from Nashville. We're at the FanFest there. We just watched the game. Absolutely exhilarating game. Final score. Aston Villa 3. Brentford 3. And they've flipped over to the Luton game here as well. I've got Paul Buckle, ex-Brentford player, here as well. What a game, mate.
I'm more exhausted watching that than playing in 500 games, mate. I thought we were going to win it. We're playing so well, but Villa are a good side. So points, a great result for us, especially with Luton getting a 2-1.
Yeah, and they've just showed the final whistle there at Luton. They've just flipped over. Luton has just been Bournemouth. Big result for them. I haven't seen this game, but I think Nottingham Forest will be more nervous about that than we do. Marcus Gale in the house here today as well. Marcus, what a game. 2-0 down, we thought it was all over, didn't we?
We thought it was, but we got a team that is fighting all the way. And that's what we expect as Brentford fans. We want the players to keep fighting to score 3 goals in the second half. We expect to win that game as well. But what a performance in that second half.
Right, what a performance. Listen, the thing is, we went 2-0 down that first half. We didn't really look at the races to start off with, did we?
No, we never, but, you know, we're always going to be stronger in the second half. We had Ivan on the bench. We know there's obviously a definite goal scorer on the bench coming on, but the boys, what a great shift in today. So proud of how they all played.
And again, from 2-0 down to 3-2 up, we looked like we were going to nick it in the end, but that final ball came across and Flecken just didn't get his hand on it and they got the last goal. Frustrating, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit frustrating, you know, but that's the life of being a Brentford fan. There's the ups and downs, the twists and turns, but all I can say is that, you know, we put in a really great shift that second half, something that we can be proud of. Yeah, we would like the 3 points, but it weren't to be today.
UBs. Gary Blissett in the house here. Gary, listen, mate, when that third goal went in, we were 2-0 down, that third goal went in, we were jumping all over the place, weren't we?
Brilliant experience out here in Nashville, and you know, I wish we could just hang on to things a little bit longer. I wanted that goal to be in the 88th and not in the 68th, because we knew Villa had come back at us. But credit to the players.
I mean, you've got to consider the fact, I know, we know we've got a lot of injuries out, you know, we've got a makeshift defence, everything like that, and for us to have come back at Aston Villa, who are like Champions League they're fighting for. I mean, that was an incredible performance in that second half.
Yeah, I think we've shown the last 3 games that we're in this fight and we're going to fight all the way till the end. We'll nick points, we'll win points, and great performances like today will keep us in good stead.
I'm going to ask you as well, Gary, if you was in that side today, do you think you might have nicked a goal against Villa?
I don't want to predict that, but I would love to have had the crosses that Ollie Watkins had.
That's right. Okay, listen, catch up with you later, Ed. You've got more beasts in the house here. There's Brentford fans everywhere as well. Tell you something. So, what a game. Where's your heart? Your heart's still in your mouth, yeah?
Heart's in my mouth. It's in my throat. It's all over. It's up and down. That was incredible.
Yeah, you've flown in from Boston as well for this little event as well. So it's mad, isn't it? I mean, it was freezing cold yesterday. Beautiful sunshine today as well. There must be, I don't know, what 10,000 fans here as well, just kind of watching all sorts of different games. For me, it's quite a bizarre experience as well, especially as a Brentford fan being out here. Yeah. How about yourself?
I've only been following the sport for a few years, and I'm so excited for the growth of the game in the first place. But, oh my God, that game was so exciting. I can't even put it into words right now. That was great.
I mean, 2-0 down, what were you thinking at the time?
2-0 down, I was pretty disappointed at the moment, especially when they first scored the first minute coming out of halftime. but Mueno played great. Wiesa was playing great. I'm excited. That was great.
That was great.
We've got Brentford fans in the house. Where you come down from?
South Carolina.
Where you go? South Carolina. So all the way from South Carolina to Nashville as well today. And that game, that was proper heart and mouth stuff, wasn't it?
Yes, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was. I mean, and the thing is, you know, 2-0 down. How nervous were you?
I had my head down. I was concerned. Yeah, yeah. But they're fighters. That's why we love them.
And that's right. And against South Carolina, how come you support the Bees, though?
How can you not? They're just, they play for each other. They play for their fans. They play for their family. They're awesome.
Yeah. And Brian and Bumo, glad that he's back, you know, making a contribution, scored a goal there today. What a goal as well. Brian's the man. He's the man in the place. Listen, we're going to go around as well. See, we've got another B in the house. B in the house, how you doing?
Doing good, how are you?
Where you come from?
I'm right here in Nashville.
Nashville B! Oh, man, you know, you hook up with the other Nashville B. There's a few Nashville Bs here in the house. Yeah. That game, though, it was at halftime, we thought we were dead and buried, innit?
Oh, my God. I thought it was over at halftime. And not think, after the second half started and they went up 2-0, I didn't think we had a chance there for a bit. But at the end there, I'll take a draw after that. We got Sheffield and Luton next. Let's get 6 points, get away from the relegation.
What do you think of the second? I mean, like I said, you were 2-0 down. What do you think? Is Fulham just been beaten by Newcastle? We'll be happy with that as well. Doesn't directly affect us, but obviously the West London thing there as well is the Fulham losing is just a happy moment for us all. Even if we did not get the 3 points that we could have got today. But, you know, like I said, you've been 2-0 down. Coming back to that 3-0, I mean, how did that happen?
Oh, we just found our form. We were able to come together, figured out what we needed to do, what our fixtures were, and just like that, we were able to score 3 quick goals just like that.
That's right. So listen, you right. So again, the Nashville B, I'll catch up with you later. We've got another B in the house here today. Brentford, where are you from?
I'm from Indiana, sir.
Indiana. You come all the way down here from Indiana. Yes. Whereabouts in Indiana?
Southern Indiana,
right,
sir.
Southern Indiana. Listen, that game, I mean, I saw you jumping there. You were like proper jumping, weren't you?
Yes,
I mean, it was mad because, just to describe to people, there's a big screen here. You've got Rebecca Lowe, she's talking there in the background there as well now. You can hear the fans shout. So she's talking, doing a live football show here. And she's like, they're broadcasted to all these people. There's about 10 different screens. Everyone's watching a different game. All the Brentford fans were around this screen just to the right of the stage as well. If you look behind you, there was like a good, I don't know, what, 50-100 Brentford fans as well. Yes. When we scored that third goal, everyone went bonkers, didn't they?
Yes, they did. It was an amazing goal. Yeah. It was just wonderful to see. Honestly, after they scored two, I was not sure if we would be able to come back, but I'm so glad we came back.
That's right. We come back and listen, I mean, there's a bit of relegation fears going around at the moment now. How are you feeling about it?
I think we'll easily escape relegation.
Easily?
Easily, yes.
Oh, okay.
100% confident.
Okay.
100%.
All right, well, I'm feeling that Indiana confidence there, so I'll catch up with you later.
Thanks.
All right, man. Okay, have a good day yourself, which is all good. Let's see who else is here. Like I said to you, I'm having a look around. You know, there's all sorts of characters here. I might see if I can find a Villa fan as well. Oh, the Arsenal. Oh, Arsenal. See, Arsenal. Villa man. So we've got Villa man in the house here. So Villa man, tell you something. You got away with one there, didn't you?
Yes, I agree with you. You guys played an amazing 40-minute spell. I'll give you that.
That's right. So Villa man, where are you from?
Great Barn, Birmingham.
Where's that?
Oh, it's part of Birmingham, got a great bar.
Oh, yeah, you're a great bar.
I went to school with Tony Daly.
Oh, you went to school with Tony Daly. So, why are you here?
Oh, I live in Miami. I'm a clinical.
So, you're Miami. So, you flew up from Miami for this as well today?
I drove.
Oh, you drove?
I'm on the way to Canada to go see some games.
Wow, and I know that's a proper drive. It's about, what, 16 hours or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you do over here as well.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, so Villa, European tour, how is it?
It's going to happen.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think because Villa are going to win the Conference League, Liverpool are going to win the Europa League. The coefficient goes up, we'll get fifth spot.
So coming back to this game today, 2-0 up at half-time, you thought you were cruising, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because we never lose games once we're up. So
what happened today? I mean, other than that you came up against the mighty, mighty B.
I will say it was all on Brentford. You guys stepped it up 3 gears and probably deserved the win. Unlucky.
Didn't get the win, but still we got a point, which is chiselling our way out towards that zone where Luton, like I said to you, Luton won today. It was a big cheer for when Luton won today as well today, which was amazing, actually. But, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, other than things, but we'll have to see because we got our big game against Sheffield United next week. How about Villa? I mean, after that, dropping them to coming down for a 2-0, do you think that's going to make you, you know, lose a bit of confidence?
No, because every time we have a bad result, we always rebound, first thing. Secondly, big picture, it's still a point game, right? We've got winnable games coming up. I was telling everybody here, I think we need 11 points to guarantee Champions League. We're going to get it.
That's it. Okay, nice one, Villa Man. Miami Villa. Villa Man in the house as well. Yes. How you doing?
Doing well. Yeah. How you doing, mate?
I'm very well, mate. I tell you something, I'm probably doing, I say, better than you, even though we weren't winning. Yeah. But you, I mean, at half-time, you were walking around with a swagger, weren't you?
Exactly. Yes. We put the goal in 36 seconds.
So where did that swagger go?
We lost the midfield. Brentford took over the midfield.
We gained it.
Oh, Villa lost the midfield. Yeah. You gained the midfield.
That's right. So, I mean, you were stung by the mighty bees. But at the end of the day, you're lucky you weren't permanently stung. You know what I'm saying?
No, we scored. Yeah. We had a nice goal.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had another chance in the end.
Point at home, you happy with that?
A point at home? No, we needed 3 points.
Okay.
To get the Champions League.
Yeah, but there you go. So Brentford came to spoil your party, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at there, there's a big party here. All the Arsenal fans as well. They're louder here than they are in the stadium. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway, listen, Villa Man.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself.
You too.
And where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, from Atlanta as well. Okay, there's quite a few bees from Atlanta around here as well.
All right, good.
Yeah, there's probably more bees in Atlanta than Villa fans.
No, I think so. Yeah. I'm the only Villa fan in Atlanta,
right.
Georgia.
Okay, there you go. All right, we'll sing on our own, yeah?
Right, yep,
okay,
see you.
Nice one.
Cheers.
Okay. So talk about, right, we had an Atlanta Villa fan there. We got now an Atlanta beat in the house, yeah. Yes, how you doing? And this is the mad one because I've seen you. Like, last Saturday I saw you in London in the Globe before the Man United match, and then now I'm seeing you in Nashville a week later. That is kind of like, that's how we roll, isn't it?
That's exactly right. So the Man United match was my first match at the GTEC, and it was epic. Incredible to be at the Globe with all the supporters, with you, etc. And then I was there on Wednesday night as well for Brighton. I flew back to Atlanta Thursday night, got in my car, drove to Nashville yesterday afternoon, and now here we are all together again watching that incredible match.
And that's one hell of a game, wasn't it? I mean, but at some stage you must have been a little bit despondent, as we all are, yeah?
A little bit, but you know what? Since the very beginning, the interesting thing about our club, there is never any quit in those players. They go until the very end. And that's not something, that's not a skill thing, that's not an ability thing.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
That's about commitment, about passion, about dedication and about heart, all those intangibles. And we always have those in buckets. Even when we don't necessarily play our best, we're always going until the very, very end. And yeah, we were up 3-2. Villa equalized. Watkins, 2 goals. However, big picture, I think that if you would have asked all of us early this morning, going to Villa, will we be happy with a 3-3 draw? I think we would all would have been very happy with a 3-3 draw.
And if you listen to the Besotted Pride of West London podcast, check it, prideofwest.london. And like I said, you've probably got a few new listeners, a few new American listeners here as well. Go and check out all our podcasts. There's 1,000 of them. 1,000 plus, about 1,100 now, actually. Prideofwest.london. We did a podcast, me and Lainey. I was in Tallahassee. You know, and he was in London somewhere, in Staines or wherever it is, like, you know, and we did a transatlantic podcast. He went 1-1, I went 2-2. So we thought we might nick a point out there. So to be quite honest, if you're looking back of it, that's probably what we would have liked to have had. But it's a bit gutting when you can't get the 3 points when it's just there for the taking.
But the big game is Sheffield United next weekend. But, you know, you look back, yeah, we battered Man United and we got a draw. But you would have taken that draw, really. Brighton are a damn good team. That was a pretty good draw. Low energy by the players after the performance against Man United. This at Villa Park against a good Villa team, that's a good draw. It wasn't that long ago they'd won. They hadn't lost in about close to 20 Premier League matches. So, but the big one is next weekend, and today didn't change that. Sheffield United next weekend is the big match.
That's the big game. It's a big game. So there's bees in the house. So listen, where are you from? Where you come?
I come from Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Virginia Beach as well, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so why Brentford?
So for me, I never was into soccer or football, please. As everyone calls it. Moved to Virginia Beach, got with a group of guys that were all about football. So I started watching it, and then they said, all right, it's time to pick a team. You've got to pick a team. At the time, Brentford finally came to the Premier League. I didn't want to do the typical Man United, you know, Man City, Liverpool. And I had a good friend who's really knowledgeable and said, oh, this team had fought all the way from the bottom to be here up in the Premier League. I said, that's a team that I want to be with.
Right, so today, listen, so you're here now.
Yeah.
So you could be flown in from or driven in from Virginia down to Nashville as well. We're here, early morning game. Everyone, listen, people who are here like had to get here at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was mad. You know, I walked in, I was late. I mean, I walked in at 7 o'clock and I'm like, the place is absolutely packed. Like, you know, so people drinking beer at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, okay, this is quite interesting. It's a bit like an away day. You know what I'm saying? So, game started at 9 o'clock here in Nashville. It's like, it's probably about 10:30 in the morning now or something like that, or 11 o'clock. Sun shining. But that game, what a game.
Yes, definitely a game. There was, I think, a lot to be desired. A really good showing against Man United, then coming out against Brighton. It was a lot to be desired there. And it was, I think, a question in everybody's mind. Are we going to be, you know, the team that was against United or the team that's going to be that just went against Brighton? And I think they came out. They did a fantastic job, you know, coming back from the deficit of two to, you know, going ahead and then, unfortunately, getting the draw. But I think it was a fantastic game. You know, all the players fought, and you know, it's something we can all be proud of.
So we'll all be proud. Listen, we got some more bees in there. Nice one, nice one. Listen, never be in the house. Like I said, two bees from all over. Where are you from?
Washington DC.
Washington DC, the DC Bees. I probably met you in a car park just outside the stadium a few months ago.
I saw you on stage too earlier.
Yeah, I was on stage there with Rebecca, you know, with Rebecca Lowe and Robbie Earle, original Wimbledon crazy gang, Robbie Earle, and a chat with him. I'm gonna probably hook up with him a little bit later as well, which is all good.
At the hotel?
Oh, listen, just a little.
Maybe for a drink at the Four Seasons.
That's right. Okay.
Ask me how long I've been a fan.
Oh, okay, so okay, I've got to ask you. Hey, listen, I'm asking the questions here. You know what I'm saying? What is this guy doing? You know what I'm saying? By the way, how long have you been a fan?
15 minutes.
Okay, 15 minutes. So why did you just choose
Paul Buckle introduced me to Rebecca Lowe an hour ago on stage.
Okay.
And that's why. And he's staying at the same hotel as us. So we just bought our kits for the first kits ever in Premier League.
Okay, so you're a Brentford fan, so I'm going to ask you because you've got no idea about anything about them at all. You know what I'm saying?
Other than that they are in 15th or 14th on the table.
Okay, listen, right, so listen, let's talk about that game now. I mean, what a game.
What a game. I was hoping we were going to pull it out, but one point's one point, right?
That's right. The point is the point.
And the mates did not give up after being down 2-0. That was huge.
And that is massive, and that's the spirit of the beat, as they say.
Three goals in 10 minutes. Yeah. That was so amazing. I was in the head for one of them, though. Yeah. The Lou.
Yeah. So that's right. Well, maybe you should have stayed in there, you know what I'm saying, when they scored their goal. But anyway, listen, you could go away. You do lots of research on the Bees. There's lots of things that you can research. So next time I see you, you know all the songs. You know everything about them. And then you know that when you go to games, you don't sit down. You stand up. You know what I'm saying?
And we're 100% committed now.
That's right, which is good. That's what I like to hear.
Thank you.
This is all good. Right, we've got a Nashville Bee in the house. Ben, the Nashville Bee. What's going on? What's going on? What's going down?
We just watched Brentford pull off an amazing comeback.
And say, I mean, talk to me about that game. Talk to me about that game.
So, after the first half, I was very nervous. We weren't playing the best. But after they scored the first goal, I felt like we had all the momentum.
A lot of spirit in that side, isn't it?
Yeah. There definitely is.
And you've seen the Bees a few times. You've been to London. You see them as well. You also saw them when they were on tour a couple of months ago. Well, it was last in the summer as well. Are you supposed to support the local team, Nashville FC as well? Or how different is it, you know, between Brentford and Nashville? What's the vibe?
Brentford play a lot more fast-paced because the Premier League has a lot more skilled players than the MLS, obviously. The MLS just doesn't have the passion and the skill.
So in this game here today, when Brentford scored that third goal, how are you feeling?
I was on top of the world because I had no confidence after Villa scored the second. I thought it was absolutely over for us, but they pulled it off.
You happy? Happy bee?
Yes, I am.
You bees. There you go. You've got Nashville Bee in the house. Nashville Bee. Come on, talk to us, Nashville Bee, in the place. So what's going on?
Just loving this. This is great. Having it in our backyard is it's really special. Yeah. The fight on this team, they never give up. Come back from down 2-0. Quite a match. Unlucky not to get the 3 points.
But if you told me at the beginning of the day we get a point, I'd take it all day long.
And we come to Nashville, and like I said, we was out in Nashville. I mean, I knew nothing about Nashville before, okay, literally nothing. And this place is a bit bonkers. I mean, like, you know, literally it's open at 10 o'clock in the morning. All the bars are open with all the music playing and people drinking beer and everything like that at 10 o'clock in the morning. I mean, we were down there at the Fan Fest at 7 in the morning and we were late, you know what I'm saying? And everyone, it's like, this place is, I mean, you've lived here. This place is if the World Cup is not happening in Nashville, is it?
No.
The World Cup should be, this is one of the places it should be held, because it'd be much better than Washington or New York and then places down there, because this is like a, to me, like a football place. When you've got somewhere where you've got so many people could just hang out in the downtown area, this is made for football.
Yeah. Again, it's just, it's amazing to have it here in our town. I'm not terrible at this. Yeah, so, I mean, just all these fans coming from all over the country, and you flying in from London, it's just really special.
But back to that Villa game here today. I mean, we were talking about it earlier. A bit nervous because we wanted an eke point out of that. That first half wasn't great, was it?
No, it was, you know, coming out at halftime and giving up a quick goal was kind of gutted after that. But the fight in this team, they never give up. You know, it wasn't our ideal lineup today. But, you know, they never give up, and I'm proud of the boys.
A lot of pride here. With the bees, the mighty bees, like I said to you, Brentford contingent hanging out. There's a bit of a drink up tonight as well at the Tennessee Milwaukee Brewery Company place thing as well. So going to be lots of. Is that Mo Salah up there as well? Oh, Mo Salah's here as well. I had a little chat with Alan Shearer a bit earlier as well. They're all out here as well. So I had a little chat with Alan Shearer. I had a little chat with Robbie Earl. And yeah. Listen, obviously Gary Blissett, he was on the podcast here as well. You know, so yeah, but Mo Salah's there and all the Arsenal fans, like I said to you, they come out of the woodwork. They're actually singing for the first time in God knows how long, you know, which is all good. But listen, we got the Tallahassee Bee in the house here, the Florida Bee. Yes, what a game.
I mean, I was jumping up and down. I was shouting. I might need to go down and take a nap or something like that, because it was amazing to be down by two goals and to come back like that. I mean, it's disappointing to give away a late goal like that, and I was worried about possibly giving up a late winner. But one point from Aston Villa on the road, I think I would take that all day. And you know, just lots of really good performances. Reguilon had a massive game. Wissa again. Mbeumo, I mean, you know, you name it. The fact that we were playing without Ivan Toney and we played so well, I mean, it makes me really feel somewhat more confident going down for the rest of the season. I think that we're going to stay up. There's no doubt about that. And we just need to keep on keeping on. Come on.
Keep on keeping on. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast coming to you from Nashville as well. Nashville, Tennessee. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Thank you to everyone who's bought us a beer so far. Don't forget to check us out on all good podcast channels as well. Write us a review. And like I said to you, just check us out. But listen, dear, we're going to go and we're going to be checking out here. We've got a long day here and a long night here. I'm going to go to see the Nashville game tonight as well. But we are here in Nashville. We'll check it out. Brentford have got a point. We've got Sheffield United next week. It's going to be a big game. We've got to do this in the house.
Come on,
Nashville bees.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.